News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time as June is underway to run down what's happening with events in downtown Bryan. And Sandy Fierce here from the Downtown Bryan Association. And June 1st gets you started right off the bat.
June is a very busy month for us. We've got the kickoff of the Summer Sunset Concert Series tonight. I can't say that too fast. So the Night Owls are coming tonight to kick off the series. This is a popular band that's been here 4 or 5 times. They get the crowd involved. They do some great, it's kind of a Motown sound, soul, rock, just very energetic. And the weather is going to be perfect tonight. I have it on good authority. I've been watching the Weather Channel like a hawk and calling Shell over at KBTX, but it's going to be a fun time. It's free. This is every Thursday night in downtown Bryan at the Palace Theater. And they start,
what time?
They start at 8 o'clock, and gates open at 7:30. We do have drink concessions. If people want to come down early and grab some food from one of the downtown restaurants and come over and eat it during the concert, that's fine. Something new we're doing this year, every Thursday night we'll have door prizes. We've gotten a lot of things contributed from downtown merchants, so we'll be giving away door prizes, $25 gift cards, $50 worth of this. The most exciting part is we are actually going to be having a grand prize at the end of the month, and you can buy a ticket for that, $5 or $5 a piece or 5 for 20, I think is how it goes. But it'll be a grand prize package. It will have a night stay at the Milton Parker Bed and Breakfast. So that would be a chance to spend the night in the oldest home, second oldest home in Bryan. We've got a nice painting that one of our local artists did that has some downtown scenes. Wine basket from Messina Hoff. So that will be awarded at the end of the month, and you don't have to be present to win, but we're going to have such great bands all month long, you're not going to want to miss any of them.
Then moving on, tomorrow being First Friday.
First Friday in June is always a big night. We do have our all of our musicians will be out. The Carnegie History Center, the library, will be open. That's something new that they've started. So if you have not been in there, you can go in there and see all the different research tools they have and a lot of great history about Brazos County.
And I guess some people may think that's just a empty building.
Oh, not at all. It's one of the few Carnegie libraries still operational in the United States today. And it's a beautiful building, first of all. When you go in, you'll see those tin ceilings and the beautiful woodwork. There's a lot of period style furniture in there that has come from some homes, from some offices. Rachel Metters is the new director of the Carnegie History Center, and she's done a great job to promote what they have. So we're excited to have them open this evening or tomorrow evening for First Friday. Other things that are going on First Friday at Square One, which is the event center on William Joel Bryan, they're going to be doing a Memorial Day fundraiser for the Museum of the American GI. And then directly behind that, I've talked about a couple of times, is the Bryan College Station Zeugel, and that's the German brewing style operation back there. And Stephen, who's the owner, is so full of knowledge about craft beer and the whole concept of the Zeugel. So if you haven't made it by there, that'd be a good educational opportunity. And then, again, just lots of musicians at the Palace. We'll have another free concert. Will be Donovan Keith and the Funky Feet. That's F-E-A-T. So he is actually the former lead singer of Soul Track Mind, who's another band that we've had here before. And again, two opportunities to have great free music this week in downtown Bryan and the rest of the month as well.
Well, let's continue with what's going on the rest of the month.
Well, again, every Thursday night, we've got the free concerts at the Palace, 8 o'clock every Thursday night. Then in July, we have the Cheers to Craft Beer tasting event. That's like the Sip and Shop events that we do but with wine, but this is with craft beer. So we're busy getting that organized. August will be First Friday, and then in what seems like tomorrow, we'll have Texas Red. So we're already having weekly meetings and getting that all planned out. It's September 22nd through the 24th this year.
Anything this far out that the listeners need to know about? The one thing that just popped in my head would maybe, is it too soon to become a volunteer?
Oh, not at all. We will have the volunteer portion of the website up and running very soon. It's TexasRedsFestival.com. So you'll find the announcement when we get the music announced, the different vendors, the wineries that are coming. So it's absolutely not too soon to think about volunteering.
And then ongoing projects downtown, the Queen, what's happening in downtown North, for instance?
We will probably have a grand opening again for the Queen in pretty soon, because the construction is starting again. We have recently seen some work done on the outside fire escape, but we want to have a re-grand opening, I guess you could say, with the Queen very soon to kick off the rest of the construction. And we're excited about that. We'll be announcing the concept and some of the programming that we'll have at the Queen. I think one of the residential projects on the North End is coming along very nicely. They plan to start leasing, I think, in August. So that's exciting. Another thing I wanted to mention is on this Saturday, the Farmers Market will celebrate their second anniversary of coming back to downtown. They'll have music, vendors, food truck, I think, will be down there. So there will be extra activities for that Farmers Market this Saturday. So if you haven't made it out, they've got some great summer vegetables and other things. So that'll be a good opportunity to come visit them 8 to noon on Saturday.
And just the continuing reminder of how to find you online and on social media.
DowntownBryan.com is our website. Social media, you can find us on Facebook, Historic Downtown Bryan, Downtown Bryan on Twitter. We're all over the place.
Yes, you are physically all over
yes.
the place.
Yes.
Even more so this weekend. And as you mentioned, the month of June with the Thursday night concerts, mm-hmm. and then tomorrow with First Friday. As always, appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, the Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.